Episode 13. Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitrov with this week's Talmud podcast. The last class we discussed the Tosfos, Kigom Peres Deko, and Av Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. And there Tosfos' kasha was, V'im Tomar Hache Filu I'abi Da'asu, Eich Yiknei Kefel. Even if it comes out that this is surely going to happen, just like Deko, for example, surely the tree is going to give fruit. If you could possibly say somehow that this is surely going to happen, so then we would say you'd be able to kone a devar shelo ba'olam. In other words, if we knew that this thing is going to get stolen, it's going to be kefel, the assumption is that if the shomer pays, he will get the kefel. And the only thing that's in the way is the fact that it's not asi da'avid, that it's not surely going to happen, or if he would take that factor away, so surely it would happen. This is the introduction to Tosfos' Kasha, and Tosfos' Kasha is, Ha'eich yiknei kekef b'maus shishilem. How is it possible that he acquired this kefel by paying? V'halo maus eno konos. Money can't acquire kefel. Elamika malea mishapar. The maximum it can do is mishapar. It can cause a curse. But you cannot acquire the kefel mamon, because mamon, kesef, is not an acquisition. You need to have a maisa kinyan, a mashicha, agba, something. So that's Tosfos' kasha. Why is the Gemara assuming that the only problem is that it may or may not happen? You have an essential problem here, is where's the kinyan? And it can't be that the money is the kinyan, because money doesn't work as an acquisition. Now comes along the Pnei Yeshua, and he says, I don't understand Tosfos' difficulty. What does the Pnei Yeshua say? Yesh l'tamua, it's a wonder to me. Akushya tam on their difficulty. Daha taima demaus eno kones, haino derabanan. The only reason why we say that money is not a legal acquisition is because the rabbi said so. Maybe we'll have a case where the thing that the guy acquired will stay by the original owners. He'll never pick it up. It'll wind up getting destroyed, and then we'll have a whole problem on our hands because the guy who bought it says, listen, where's my thing? He says, what, you left it over here. You left it in my house. And it becomes a whole legal difficulty. So therefore, came along the rabbis and said, no, you have to do mashicha. You have to hagba. You have to pick the thing up. And this way, you'll take it home. And we won't have this problem. But in this case, that's not shaykh to say here. How is he going to take the kefil home? We're talking about an acquisition on the future fine of the animal. It's not shaykh for the rabbis to make a gezerah in such a case. And therefore, the Pnei Yeshua does not understand how can Tosfos possibly have a difficulty that the money is not kone, because in this case, money would work. So that's where the kinyan is. Don't ask me where's the kinyan. The kinyan is by the money. When he pays, he acquires. And that's the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Now, also, Rebbe Kiva Eger does not understand the kasha of Tosfos. Why? Because he has an answer. The answer is, V'niri linus daiti liyeshev kushia Tosfos. It appears that I can answer Tosfos' problem. The Ef Shalom and the Masnisen Sover, Shibudid din Torah. That it worked for Derek Shibud. The owner is obligated to pay this guy. Or Kamavi Akatuv Shtar Radame. Or it's similar to a loan with a star. In other words, he's chayav to him. It's like he has a star. Because the Raisa, he is now chayav to him. Since the Shomer paid, the original bow is now chayav to him, the Kefo, Matam Shibud, and that's how it works. And money would work for that. Even if somehow you could answer the Kash of the Pnei Yeshua, that you have to have some type of kinyan, but still Shibud would go beyond that. You don't need a kinyan for Shibud. As soon as the guy pays, he's now obligated, mina toira, to give him the kefel. And that's where the kinyan is. And this is what he says. V'im kein yesh lamer shemokra lo. Therefore, he sold to him that if yischayev aganav kefel, shibude nechasav. It's like he's chayev, he's obligated his own personal property to this guy. Mokra lo zeh shibud. He sold him the shibud. So according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, what Tosfos' kasha? The answer is obvious. Since he paid, he's now chayev matam shibud, and he's chayev to give him the kefel. So now comes along Reb Provarsky with his beautiful chiluk. He's able to understand the Pnei Yeshua and the Rabbi Kiva Eger. He has the chiluk like this. When we say that the original owner is chayev kefel to this shomer, how does it work? Do we say that the original owner, when he receives the money from the shomer, did he give him the chiyuv? In other words, instead of a thief being chayiv to him, the thief is now chayiv to the shomer. He handed over the chiyuv to the shomer. Is that what's going on? Or no, we say that he maknaed, he gave over the money at the end of the day. In other words, the thief is always going to be responsible to give the kefil to the original owner. After the original owner receives the kefil, it now has to be given over to the shomer because it's his. So the chilek is, did he maknaed the chov or did he maknaed the kesef? Which one did he give over? The ownership of the obligation or the ownership of the actual money? The chilek needs to be spelled out a little bit because at the end of the day, the original owner is obligated to give over the money to this shomer. But the difference is like this. If you have three parties, you have the original owner, the shomer, and the thief. Now, do we say that the thief is chayev to the original owner? Or do we say that the thief is chayiv to the shomer? If we say that the thief is chayiv to give the kefil to the shomer, it means the original owner handed over the obligation to the shomer. But if we say that the thief always stays obligated to the original owner, so that means that what he handed over to the shomer was just the money. So that's the split. Did he hand over the money or did he hand over the obligation? So in order to explain Tosfos, Rav Pervarsky says it must be that Tosfos holds that the original owner is chayiv the money at the end of the day. And that will explain why Tosfos doesn't hold by the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger said the way it works, if he pays money, he gets the shibud. The shibud is the obligation, but Tosfos doesn't hold that he hands over the obligation. He holds he hands over the money of the day, and that's why he doesn't hold by the answer of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Also, the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua's difficulty was, wait a second, Kesef works. So I don't understand Tosfos. How can you say Kesef doesn't work? The answer is no. Maybe Kesef will work if it's in terms of acquiring the obligation. But if it's in terms of acquiring the money, ain't no miles calling miles. Kesef cannot acquire Kesef. So therefore, Kesef doesn't work. And it answers up the difficulty of Pnei Yeshua. Because Tosfos is holding, he has to acquire the Kesef, the money at the end. That's what he's acquiring. And therefore, Kesef will not work. You have to add a small chiddush to this, is why is he over Mishapara? Why is he over the curse of somebody who sold something who backed down, if in terms of Kesef, because Kesef doesn't work at all. It should be a nothing. The chiddush is the character, the bad character is still there. It's like, even if you have a case where Kesef doesn't actually acquire, but somebody who received Kesef for something and does not produce it, will still be over the din of Mishapara. Okay, that's it for this week's Talmud podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share it with your friends. And please look below the video for any links to information that could help you to understand this Tosfos.